The most important message is that we have got to transform economies in order to realize women's economic and social rights, but also realizing economic and social rights of women enables the transformation of economies, and it also enables empowering of all, including men and boys. So this is something that we really want to emphasize. For the first time, we are really making this connection between economic policies and the human rights of women.
Can you give me a specific example where gender-responsive economy has been a success?
You know, today we talk about the Nordic countries, and they are certainly an example of how gender-responsive policies and economies have led to not only prosperous economies and prosperous countries and societies, but also more equal societies in every way. And the message that we try to give in this report is, when we ask for the economies to be transformed, it cannot be governance as usual, business as usual. The corporate sector must change. It cannot be labor markets as usual, and it cannot be agriculture as usual, industry as usual, services sectors as usual. And therefore, they need to be revamped in terms of economic and social rights as a driver of economic policy.
As I understand it, this report will highlight how unpaid care and domestic work needs to be recognized, but also redistributed to men. Can you tell me how this is envisioned?
It calls for recognizing and redistributing and, in a way, provisioning of unpaid care work. So the report is very much focused on picturing an economy that, in working for women, does so through providing them a recognition and valuing of the paid and unpaid care work that they do. And when we talk about redistribution in the household, it's about the male members taking on greater responsibility, but in the community as well. But also, it's a redistribution is about and through provisioning by the state, by the private sector, you know, all stakeholders and civil society. So this is what is really a critical part of this report. The focus on the care work and the care sector. And if you really provision this universally, you're not only supporting women's economic empowerment, but it's also about creating and generating millions of jobs in a global economic context where everybody is complaining about jobless and suffering from jobless growth. So this is something which is a win-win for all.
The report will give us 10 priorities for public action. Which one would you say is the most urgent?
Well, this is something that is difficult to choose. I think each one of those 10 commandments are not only equally important, but interlinked. So I would say that we would very much give priority to addressing issues of, you know, right from macroeconomic policies being transformed, where states have provide stable economy and growth-oriented economies, which also have a strong policy space and fiscal space. We are also very much emphasizing all the points that I made about transforming the universe of work, the paid and unpaid care work. Addressing that issue is really, really at the heart of this transformation.